Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet, and then we're going to start the fourth parak of Maseches Shkalim with Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Parak Gimel Mishnah Dalet is going to continue its description of the procedure of the withdrawals of the Shkalim from the Beis HaMikdash treasury, discussing what happened after the withdrawals actually took place. Says the Mishnah, Tarames HaRishona U'mechape Bikat Velos, that after he made the first withdrawal of the Shkalim, he would cover the remaining coins in the chest with leather covers. The Shkalim that arrived afterward would then be placed on top of the covers, and the next withdrawal would then be made from those coins. Shnia U'mechape Bikat Velos, likewise, after he made the second withdrawal of Shkalim, he would cover the remaining coins with the additional leather covers, and the Shkalim arriving afterward would be placed on top of the second layer of covers. Shlishis, lo haya mechapa, but after the third withdrawal of Shkalim, he would not cover the remaining coins since there was not going to be a fourth withdrawal. Now the reason why he would cover the remaining coins after the first and second withdrawals and not simply place the newly arriving coins in a separate pile is Shema Yishkach VeYitro Min HaDavar HaTorah, because he might forget to put the new Shkalim in a separate pile and add them instead to the old pile, and thereby withdraw Shkalim the next time from that old money, which already had funds withdrawn from it. The Mishnah is going to conclude with the reason why there were three yearly withdrawals of the Shkalim. Says the Mishnah, Tarem HaSarishona L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, the person who withdrew the Shkalim made the first withdrawal on behalf of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. The Shkalim had arrived by the date of the first withdrawal, Ushnia Lishum Kirakim Hamukafin Law, and he made the second withdrawal on behalf of those Jews living in the cities close to Eretz Yisrael, those living in Ammon and Moab, and so on. Vashlishis Lishum Bavel Ulishum Madai Ulishum Medinos Arachokos, and he made the third withdrawal on behalf of those Jews living in Bavel, and on behalf of those Jews living in Madai, and on behalf of all the Jews living in other distant countries whose Shkalim arrived only in time.